Some of y'all in here, y'all heard this message before. Some of you hadn't, but I feel like it'd be good to be preached tonight. It's good to be here. We might be low in number tonight, but the Lord's still here. The Lord's still here. Psalms 57, starting with verse 1. I'll probably be going down to verse 11. And it reads like this. It says, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up. Shelah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the son of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongues are sharp swords. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are falling themselves to lie. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake. Posture in heart, I myself will wake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let thy glory be above the earth." I want to take my message tonight from verse 7. Brother Jeff, will you pray over the message tonight, brother?
Our gracious God in heaven, we call on your one anointed word. God, we thank you, God, for the power. Amen. In your word, Lord, anoint us, God, and heed to the word, walk in the light. God, bless the man of the hour, Lord, anoint him. Amen. Let the power and us of the Holy Ghost, God, have his way in each and every one of our heart and our life. Help us, God, to have a fixed heart for God. Oh, yes, Lord. Help us, God, to lay aside anything that might beset us and draw nigh to you, God, with a pure heart, with clean hands.
What I just read in here tonight, you know, the psalmist David, he was going through a hard time. He was going through a hard place. But I'm telling you, if you look on down to verse 7, he said, "My heart is fixed." He said, "My heart is fixed." I want to lay a little foundation here, and I'm going to try to preach that the Lord be my helper. He said, how strategy is the tune altered here? David's prayers and complaints by the lively acting of faith are here all of a sudden turned into praises and thanksgiving. His sackcloth is loose. He is girded with gladness, and his hallelujahs are fervent, and his hosannas. This shall make us in love with prayer, that sooner or later it will be swallowed up in praise. Swallowed up in praise. How he prepares himself for the duty of praise. He said, "My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. My heart is erect or lifted up." So some which was bowed down, he said, "My heart is fixed," with reference to God's providence. It is prepared for every event being stayed upon God. My heart is fixed, and there is none of these things that move me. If by the grace of God we are brought into this, even composed frame of spirit, we have great reason to be thankful with reference to worship of God. My heart is fixed to sing and give praise. It is implied that his heart is that the man's thing required in all acts of devotion. Nothing is done to purpose and religion further than it is done with the heart. The heart must be fixed. Fixed for duty. Fitted and put it in frame for its fixed. And the duty by a close application, attending on the Lord without distraction. How he assigned himself in the duty of praise. I'm telling you, each and every one, the sound of my voice tonight, if you saved and you on your way to heaven, your heart is fixed. We should be able to give him some praise. We ought to be able to give him some glory. We should be able to lift up holy hands tonight. I'm telling you, when we're saved, the songs of Zion's been sung. We need to be lifting up our hands. We need to be giving him some glory. I'm telling you, that's why we don't see the work of God in our church, because we don't praise. We don't get down and praise him like we need to. You know, he inhabits tonight. I will give Him praise due to His name.
Amen.
This is a holiness church tonight. We should be praising Him. Praising Him.
Oh, yes.
It says in Psalms 108, He said, "Oh my God, oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake with prostrate heart. I myself will wake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praise to Thee beyond the nations. For Thy mercy is great above the heavens, and Thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Thy glory above all the earth, that Thy beloved may be delivered. Say with Thy right hand and answer me." I'm telling Thee tonight, my heart's fixed. I want to give Him some praise. I'll tell you, with a fixed heart, we must praise God with fixedness of heart. We must praise God with freeness of expression. I will praise Him with my glory that is in me. My tongue, our tongue in our glory, and nevermore. So then we are employed in praising God. I'm telling you, what's wrong tonight? Why ain't we praising? I'm telling you tonight, He put a praiser within me when He saved me. He put a praiser in me. I used to get along and sing country music songs. There's something wrong when a man can't praise. There's something wrong when he can't lift up his hands, brother. When I tell you, I don't care if it's an old song. Like, He lifted me out. He lifted me out of this miry clay. He lifted me out of a pit. Out of a pit. He set me upon a rock, which is Christ Jesus. And I got something to praise Him for. Praise Him tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We should have a praise tonight. Psalms 9:1-2. He said, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to Thy name, O Thou Most High. I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength." This is Psalms 18:1-3. I'm getting into. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy, to be praised." I'm telling you, that name tonight is worthy to be praised. There ain't no other name given under heaven by where we must be saved tonight. I'm telling you, I want to give Him praise.
That's right.
Give Him praise tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, praise.
Yes.
I lead to worship.
Yes.
Praise will lead to worship. When you start praising God, that's when something comes down, brother. When you praise, when the atmosphere gets right, that's when the Lord can do a work. When you get everything right, when everything is in one mind and one accord, and you start seeing people lift up their hands and praise and worship to God, you see tears start to flow. I'm telling you, why the tears flowing? How their heart is fixed. It's been fixed tonight.
Amen.
My heart's fixed. He fixed it years ago. He fixed it that July the 14th day. He fixed it when I made my way to an altar. He gave me a heart to love with, brother, to worship with, and to praise with. Well, I tell you why sometimes we can't pray and we can't worship and praise like we want to. It's cause of condemnation. It's cause of condemnation to fall on a man or on a woman. But I'm telling you tonight, He's no more condemnation than the one that was Christ Jesus tonight, who walks after the Spirit and not after the flesh. So we ought to be able to praise Him tonight.
Come on.
We ought to be able to praise Him.
Man.
Praise Him. Just bear with me. Bear with me just a little while here. Psalms 100:4 said, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and in His courts with praise. That's what we need to do when we enter into this house. We need to have a praise. We need to have a praise on our tongue. I'm telling you, that's what we need. I want to shut the world out when I enter into the house of God. I want to shut the world out so I can come in and praise my God and praise my Savior.
Yes, yes, amen.
Thank you.
I want to shut the world out. That's what it takes. You got to get your mind off your day and off your situation and off your circumstance. That it don't matter what happens. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him tonight. I want to be like old Job. Even though he slay me, yet I trust Him. I will trust Him tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Just bear with me just a little while. I'm going to backtrack back to Psalms 33, I think. Verse 1 through 5. It said, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." What is he saying here? Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Other words, brother, it's a natural thing for the upright. We should praise Him. We should praise Him. You upright in heart, you should be able to lift your hands and give Him a praise. Give Him a wave offering. You ought to be able to give something. You ought to be able to sacrifice to the Lord thy God the praise. That's the fruit of thy lips. Giving glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He says, "Praise the Lord with heart, singing to Him with a posture and an instrument of ten strings, singing to Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise." Hey, Brother Kenny, brother, you got a new song. He says, "Sing unto Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteous and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." It's full, I'm telling you, of the goodness of the Lord. I want to be one that can give Him praise for what He's done for me. I'm telling you, the Lord was good to me this morning. He let me wake up this morning. He let me look around. He let me look at the beautiful mountains in the back stretch of the house. He let me look at it. I give Him praise for what He's doing. I'm telling you, if we're able to get up and look up, we ought to be able to give Him some praise. We ought to be able to praise our Creator, which created heaven and earth and the fullness thereof. I'm telling you, you His people, you've been bought with a price. You ought to be able to praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him tonight.
Right.
Just bear with me just a little while. See where the Lord's wanting to go. I'm going to flip over. I'm going to be back and forth. Y'all just bear with me. This is Psalms 96. Then oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised tonight. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. A honor and majesty before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord all ye kindred of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. What is glory? You giving Him glory. You giving Him some praise. That's what I want to do. I want to give Him some praise tonight. You know, it says in one place in the Bible, you know, it says, "If they will hold their peace, the rocks would immediately cry out." You know, I don't want no rock to cry out and give my Savior praise when I can do it. I want to give Him praise tonight. I want to give Him praise tonight. You know, I brought up Hosanna a while ago. You know what Hosanna is? That's a high form of praise, brother. That's a high form of praise. You know, when Jesus was coming into the city there, He was riding on an ass coat, on a foal of an ass. I'm telling you, He was throwing things in the way. And He said, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is He that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." I'm telling you, that was praise. My heart is fixed. I will praise Thee, O Lord. I will praise thee. You know, so many times, we'll wait out a little bit. You know, a lot of people follow sports. I'm not condemning nobody, but a lot of times people follow sports and they get out there and say, go Clemson, go Clemson, go Carolina, go Georgia, whatever. But you know what I say? Go Jesus, go Jesus. Praise you. I praise you. He's the one that kicked the field goal for me, brother. He's the one that done the touchdown for me. He's the one that died at Calvary's Hill for me. And I can praise him tonight. Praise him tonight.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, you got multitudes that goes out in worldly places and praises that idol. But I want to praise the trumpet God tonight, brother. I want to praise him. I want to praise him. Just bear with me. Let the heavens and earth rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness of the earth. Let the field be full of joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. All the trees of the woods rejoice. I'm telling you, we got a right to rejoice tonight. I'm telling you, I'm covered by the blood of Calvary. And I got a reason to rejoice. I got a reason to rejoice tonight. I'm telling you, that's what the enemy tries to do. He comes in. He tries to steal one's peace. He tries to steal one's love. And he tries to steal one's joy. And he tries to steal one's praise. And he can get you in a place where you ain't praising him. I'm telling you, it won't be long. And you'll be in a valley. I'm telling you, you'll be in that place where you can't even praise. I'm telling you, he'll keep on waxing it hotter and hotter until you fall out.
Come on, brother.
Until you fall out. I don't want to be like that.
Right.
I don't want to be like that. I tell you, I got the praiser within me, and I want to feed that praiser. How do you feed him? You get alone by yourself, and you get in the secret places of the Most High, and you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's how you feed the praiser tonight. That's how you do it, brother. I tell you tonight, I just want to give him some praise.
Yes,
just want to give him a wave offering tonight.
All right, brother.
A wave offering. It's acceptable when it comes out of a heart that's been changed. I tell you, with a change in me, I shed out the old coat. I put on the new coat. I tell you, I got a way. I got a reason to praise him tonight.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you what that old I shed it off the coat of sin. I put on the coat of salvation. Now I can praise him. I can praise him in the beauty of holiness tonight.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's so many people that were shuddered at eternity. Wants to praise God. But they lifted up defiled hands. And they got a defiled heart. Now I want to praise him out of a pure heart.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Shuddered. Praise him tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That's what we need to have is a praise, brother. I tell you, when you don't have no praise, it ain't no too long you're going to be in the clutches of the enemy. You're going to be in his clutches. I'm telling you, it brings me to John chapter 4. You know that woman, you know she was at the well, and Jesus said he once wanted to worship him in his spirit and in truth. He seeketh such to worship him. You know he is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I tell you, I can worship him, and I can praise him tonight, and in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
You know, when I lift up my hands, I know it ain't no vain worship. It's not no vain praise. I know it's touching the throne of grace. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Just bear with me just a little while. Psalms 98. I don't think I've been there. If I have, I won't hit it again. Oh, singing the Lord a new song, for he done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing and praise and praise. I tell you, that's what we need to do. My heart is fixed tonight. We need to praise Him.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
We need to give Him praise.
Yeah.
Sing unto the Lord with a harp. With a harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sounds of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth with righteousness. Shall He judge the world, the people with equity. Joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, that's what I do when I get over there in that chair and I try to sing the songs of Zion. I make a joyful noise, brother. It might be a noise, but it's acceptable. It's acceptable. I'm telling you, that's what He wants. He's wanting somebody to make a noise. Somebody to do some praise. I'm telling you, when we start praising and we start worshiping, it's no more than what Matt Gillen preached that day. The Lord will interrupt. He will interrupt our program. I tell you, brother, I'd like to see a divine interruption. It can happen through praise. Through praise. Let me go on over a little bit here. Going to 145. If y'all want to follow. He said, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thee, thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. What does it say? Every day. Every day. Did you praise Him this morning? Did you praise Him this morning? I'm telling you this morning, the first thing I want to do when I roll over in the morning, I take that old sheep pad off and I start praying and I give Him praise. I give Him honor and I give Him glory. I start my day with prayer. I start it every day with praise, honor, and due to Him.
Yes, that's all right, brother.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy work to another. He shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious, honorable, the majesty, and of His wondrous works. All men shall speak of the mighty and terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of the great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. If you sing of His righteousness, you've given Him praise tonight. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. I tell you, He's got great mercy tonight, and I want to praise Him. He showed me mercy. Each and every day I can wake up, He shows me mercy. It's not only the ones, the saints, He shows mercy. He shows all mercy. He reigns on the just and the unjust. I'm telling you tonight, we got something to praise Him for. We got something to praise Him for. I don't want my praise to be snuffed out. I tell you one thing, to snuff out your praise. When you start getting your mind out on things of the world.
Right.
When you start putting your mind on things prosperous. Things that you don't need to have your mind on. Instead of the works of God. I'm telling you, that'll take your praise. That will steal your soul.
Right.
I want to be one that can praise Him tonight.
Amen.
Just bear with me just a little longer. Just a little longer. I know with you and Longburn, and I won't try to keep us long. All thy works, it says in verse 10, in that 145, he says, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Thou shalt speak of the glory of the kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the Son of Men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom, the kingdom of an everlasting kingdom, and the dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth that fall and raises up those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. I tell you, he gives you meat in due season. And I want to praise him tonight. Why can't we praise? Why can't we praise? He saved you. He sanctified you. He baptized you. We got a right to praise him.
Amen.
I think there's a song, I got a right to rejoice. I got a right to rejoice tonight. I got a right, brother. He took that old crusty heart out of me, and he put a new, brand new heart in me. And I tell you, he put that praiser down in me. And I give him praise tonight. That's what I do as long as I have my being. I know that I can give him praise. Why? Because he loves me and I love him. We got that relationship no more than was with Adam. He had a relationship with the Lord in the cool of the day. He got along and praised him. That's the same way I do. I get along with him in the cool of the day. And I give him some fruit of my lips. Giving glory to his name. Giving glory to his name. Praise him tonight. Psalms 146:22 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. When I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises of my God when I have any being. When I have any being. That means as long as I'm here, I want to praise him. I want to praise him tonight. I know it's a little bit different, but I'm going with it. Psalms 149:1-6 is that praise ye the Lord, singing to the Lord a new song in his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. We the children of Zion. Why can't we be joyful in our king tonight? Why can't we praise our king? Why can't we praise our Savior? The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We ought to be able to praise him tonight.
Right.
Let them praise his name in a dance. Uh-oh. This dance now, I have been where they had their dance at. It ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about a holy dance. A holy dance tonight. Let them praise him in the dance and with timbrels and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. I'm telling you, that brother hit on that the other day. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And I tell you, when he beautifies you, he'll also give you a praiser. He'll identify you. He'll give you that identifier laid down deep in that you his child. If you've been bought with a price, I want to glorify God in my body and spirit, which belongs to him tonight. As I know, he made me not for myself tonight, but to show praise to him.
Amen.
To show praise to him. Show praise to him.
Right.
He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all praise tonight. Just bear with me. Let it high. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. The high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. I got a praise in my mouth. And I got a two-edged sword. Not too far and wide. I'm telling you tonight. That's what I want to do. I want to give him some praise tonight.
Amen.
Give him some praise. Brother, I just don't understand. I've been in holiness churches. I've been in holiness places before where they don't want to give no praise. You know, all they do is sit back and they wait on somebody to jump in. And when you jump in, you know they want to jump in with you. I'm telling you, why don't they get up and start helping drag the wagon up the hill? Why don't they start dragging the load with you? Then we can praise them together. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we need to do. We need to praise him.
Yes, come on.
So many times, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord wants to move and we're praising him, somebody's got a key to the service, but it waiting on somebody else to move. Huh? Move when you got a chance. Move when you got a chance. I'm telling you, I have been in places before. People have been praising and glorifying God. And I've been praising and glorifying God. He has spoken to me. He said, run. And I just stand still. He said, run. And I stand still. And somebody take off running. He said, I lose your blessing.
Uh-oh.
I've been there. When the Lord speaks, we need to run. We need to run. When He speaks, we need to praise. We need to praise Him. We don't need to be ashamed of Him. If you're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of you. Just bear with me just a little while longer. Just a little while longer here. Psalms 150 says, praise you the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the fervent of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent goodness, greatness. Praise Him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise Him with a prostrate heart. Praise Him with a timbrel and praise. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sound of cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, you got breath in your body. You need to be praising God. I'm telling you, as long as you have breath, you need to praise ye the Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen.
I want to praise Him tonight. I'm tired of coming through the church door, service after service, and not seeing no praise, not seeing no worship. He's a King. He desires worship. I want to bow down before Him. I want to bow at His throne. I want to give Him praise.
Amen.
I don't want to go through the motions, brother. I don't want to go through the motions, Brother Jim. I want to be where the Lord can bless me and I can be a blessing to others. I'm telling you, He desires to bless us when we come together. If we live in sanctified and holy, I'm telling you, He'll bless us. He desires to be a father to you. He desires to be that father. I'm telling you, tonight, I'm his son. He's my father. I tell you, I've been down to the potter's house. No more than He told Jeremiah. He said, you go down to the potter's house and you'll see a work on the wheel. He said, is that clay? It's mired in that potter's hand. So are you mired in mine? I tell you, we're mired in His hand tonight. And I want to give Him praise.
Amen.
I want to give Him praise. I tell you, well, we need to give Him praise due to His name. Praise Him.
Praise.
You know, praise can do a lot of things for His people. But like I said a little while ago,
you can snuff out that praise. That praise the enemy can snuff out that light.
I tell you, I believe a man can praise his way right out of a valley. I believe he can. He can praise his way out. I'm telling you, I thank God for the valley tonight. If it wasn't for the valley, I wouldn't know what the Lord can do when I get on the mountaintop. I'm telling you, when I get on that mountaintop, I can praise God for the valley. I can praise God for each and every valley He took me to and He brought me through it. I tell you, I praise God for what He's doing. I praise Him tonight.
Yes,
I praise Him tonight. I'm coming to a close. I preached long enough. I'm coming to a close. Sister, you want to come to a piano or somebody that knows how to work this thing? Give me some music. I'm coming to a close. We need to praise Him.
Yes.
We need to praise Him.
Yes,
we need to praise Him tonight. Praise Him. Praise Him. I got something to pray for tonight. church. Praise the name.